Welcome to Buffalo Spirit Stories, featuring cultural stories from across Turtle Island, from the Windspeaker Media Archives. I'm your host, Sandra Crowfoot. Funding provided by the Community Radio Fund of Canada. Today's story is called A Gift from the Little People by Pamela Sexsmith, translated by Norman Cardinal for the Windspeaker newspaper, originally published in 2000. It may come as a surprise to some, but traditional warfare is still alive and well on the plains. It has evolved into a grand celebration that unfolds all year round in the hand game tents. Hand drums vibrate, voices chant, singers cry out, as seemingly tireless players, energized by the joy of the game, battle on through the day and into the night. Working and singing together as a team, people taunt and play mind games that go deeper than words. Players are always trying to figure out their opponents, who are doing the same to them. If you overthink this intense game, it can work against you. But no matter how bad your life is going, the game shuts out the world. It takes you away. It heals and cleanses you in many ways. That is the healing part of the game. You leave the outside world behind. And now in Cree. The origins of the game are ancient and sacred, and the story of how it was given to the people are passed down by the keepers of the story through their families. There are subtle variations that occur in this same story in different regions and tribes. One family's version of the game's origins begins with a Blackfoot war party that raided a Cree camp. Afterwards, the Blackfoot went home, anticipating that the Crees would cross into their territory and retaliate. In response to the raid, the Crees did cross over the Saskatchewan River, but soon after, they were ambushed by the Blackfoot. Back then, the enemy always left one man alive to tell the story of what had happened during a battle. And during this raid, a Cree warrior was hit in the head and severely injured. He was so badly beaten that he only made it back to the river.
Ki kaskihu katagutet sipik.
He was ready to give up when he saw a small, elf-like being pop up out of the sticks. Was this real? After disappearing and coming back several times, the little being came straight to him and told him that he could help him. He took that Cree man in his hands and carried him down into a deep hole underneath the riverbank where he lived with his family. There was a grandmother, a grandfather, and his wife. They sent for another little family to play the hiding game. Too sick to move or care, the Cree man laid there, while two little families sat on either side of him, singing, chanting, and hiding the bones. After they had played for 4 days, the man became well enough to travel. And when he got home to his village, he brought the story and the gift of sticks and bones. This is how we got the healing game. A game can last from 5 minutes to more than 6 hours. There are 11 sticks and 2 sets of bones, one striped and one clear. The bones are used today as game pieces to commemorate the battle. The striped bones represent the fallen warrior and his battle wounds. The clear bones represent the strong warrior, healed and whole and ready to fight again. Each side will try to get as many sticks as they can until they earn 10 sticks. To win a stick, you must hide the plain bone away from your opponents. When they guess the striped bone, they owe you a stick, and you hide again until they guess both sets of plain bones. It is then your opponent's turn to hide until they can get as many sticks as they can. There are a lot of illusions, tricks, and sleight of hand used. The king's stick is the 11th stick. The ultimate advantage is gained if you win it because you get to use your own sticks and the power that comes from them to manipulate your opponents. But if you lose it, many believe that you lose the power that your set possesses.
Okay, mau mistake and a piak sap mistake. kisipain miupaiwin kaskitigan kispin kitutawan osame ptitain kimustuguma ewa kisuksun wiawawutse kanita pamnatik kamonohatik maga monitikini mitse tapuretumak ewanitain suksun kiawaw ehayayik.
In this fast-paced game, players point to indicate their guesses, and each tribe will point differently. The Blackfoot will point with their thumbs, the Cheyenne point with two fingers, the Cree point with a closed upright hand, while the Stony people point with a feather. Some people even have signature moves where they will make a movement like a snake or a bear, or mimic the head-shaking movements of an angry bison. There are many different cultural meanings and expressions of spirituality. It is all part of the battle and psychological strategy. Once you get into it, the game can captivate you. You become focused and caught up in the wave of the game. It is addicting, and it's a good addiction.
Kese tachasta pa metawewen, umetawewak itwaygewak, kawapatiwetsik kese uyehtagik. Igwa papiakpitos kese itwaygewak, kiskitewayasit, kay itwaygewak uche mitichana, shayan itwaygewak uche niso higitichana, nehiawak itwaygewak kipaygatek mitichi, igwa asineopwat apachehewak migwana. Ati taisinwak ayawak, waskabuyuna ita waskawichik tapskuts kinepik apumaskwa. Apu aisinawewak mistigwan waskawunak kisuwasit paskwamustos. Mijet pitos isituawna ito magana igwa kwaskuweuna uche achakun. Igwa pagi uche nutingewin igwa musuhuewin kwaskuewin. Pis keskihuyene metawewen kagatingun ka nahapa tigan egwa kagatingun kesimetawen numoya kanute punigen egwa metone kwes utingusun.
Thank you for listening to Buffalo Spirit Stories. If you enjoyed hearing this story and would like to read more stories about Indigenous culture, please visit the Buffalo Spirit section on the Windspeaker website at windspeaker.com.